The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
They've been tried in the workplace. Music DJs prefer them. Even newscasters in TV studios have been persuaded to try them. Standing desks are becoming more common, whether in the office or when working from home. Are they just a trend, or are there any real benefits? Well, I suppose at least you won't fall asleep standing up, but are they better for our health than sitting in front of a screen all day? To give us some insight into this is Jenny Branigan, chartered physiotherapist. Jenny, good morning.
Hello, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, are they good?
You're sitting down, I notice.
I am. And Ivan Yates always stands when he's doing his interviews, but that's because he has problems with his back.
Yeah, that's right.
Would it be better for me to be standing up?
So it's not that it's better for you, but what it does is it raises that awareness piece that you're changing your position. So what we always advocate for is a regular change of position. So your best posture is your next posture. So even between guests, you could be standing up and just changing that position. And that's the thing that we really focus on. So when a standing desk is there, it creates that awareness and it creates that choice that somebody is able to change that position a little bit more easily.
Now, I don't know about the standing desks. How do they work? I mean, can they be sitting desks 1 minute, then you discard the chair, slide it away and stand up and raise the desk? Is that how they work?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's different types. So some of them are more mechanical and you have to sort of use a lever. And again, I wouldn't have any problem with that because then you're using your arm muscles mm-hmm. to actually crank up the desk. But then there are other ones with a button and basically you change it according to how tall you are so that you're bringing it up to an appropriate height so that you're getting out of that sitting position. But then you also need to be thinking about, well, what shoes are you wearing? So if you're wearing high heels and you're at a standing desk, that's not ideal. If you're at home with a standing desk and you're in your bare feet on a very hard kitchen tile, again, that's not going to be ideal because you're going to get some tiredness and fatigue in the legs and in the feet. So it's a little bit of planning around it. So certainly my main piece is that if you change that position regularly, what you're doing is you're changing how your muscles are working. And that's what we're most interested in.
But going to the coffee station to get a coffee or going to the photocopier to take your documents out, that's good. I mean, that's doing the job in a sense. You're changing position.
Changing position, always doing the job. And we always talk about these trip, you know, going upstairs to the bathroom if you have the facility to do that, changing those positions regularly. So the standing desk gives you another way to do that during your workday.
But the standing desk in itself is not inherently better than the sitting desk.
So if you were to stand all day equally, you wouldn't feel great at the end of that. So there are different approaches. There's a particular approach called the 28-2. So if you think about for every 30 minutes at your workstation, you would sit for 20 minutes, you would stand for 8 minutes, and then you'd do something active for the remaining 2 minutes. So maybe a few press-ups against the desk, a few squats, you might walk upstairs to go to the bathroom. So that's quite a nice approach. And that would mean then during your workday of 7.5, 8 hours, that you might be standing for approximately 2 to 3 hours. So again, it's about breaking that up. You don't want to stand for 6 or 8 hours on the trot because then you're going to get those problems with fatigue in the legs. For some more people who are susceptible, you might get swollen veins leading to varicose veins. So circulatory issues if you're standing for too long. So again, it's about trying to manage that approach so that you're changing that position frequently. It always comes back to that.
Now, obviously, you see a lot of people who have different working environments. I mean, what kind of people are prone to having injuries as a result of their working conditions?
So office workers in particular, so musculoskeletal issues, that's problems with the muscles, with the joints, and really it's about just being in the one position for too long. So there's lots of talk about ergonomics and making sure that your monitor is at the right height, making sure your keyboard's at the right height for you. And if you have a laptop, you have to be particularly careful of that because the keyboard and the monitor are joined together. So if you're an office worker and you sit for long periods of the day and then you go home in the evening and your entertainment is sitting based maybe through watching TV or social media, then we have a problem because that sedentary behavior means that you're going to have issues from, you know, a comorbidity point of view. It raises your risk of cardiovascular disease, cancer, type 2 diabetes, reduces your metabolism on top of then the musculoskeletal niggly injuries that we as chartered physios
now, you mentioned
see.
The office worker having all of these issues from basically being sedentary. What about other professions? You think, say, for example, of a hairdresser who is rotating around the chair. Now, some of them sit on a high chair and do their work sitting down, but many of them are standing all day. I mean, do they come into you exhausted with I don't know, repetitive strain injuries in their hands.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, it's about those things that we do repeatedly all day, every day. And what you have to do then is try and set modifications so that they're changing that position. Again, we're back to that, but equally making sure that people are strong enough for the job that they are doing. But interesting you mentioned that, just different jobs. One of the first pieces of research that came out in the 50s that made us more aware of this is when they looked at bus drivers versus conductors. And the bus drivers were sitting for 90% of the time versus the conductors. And the bus drivers had a twofold increased risk of a heart attack, of cardiovascular
disease. Because back in the day, the bus conductor would be running up the stairs.
He'd be
to
up
take
and down
fares,
the stairs. Yeah. Exactly. So again, that's where this awareness came from. But it's that movement throughout the day that's the vital piece.
All right, Jenny. Peter Cosgrove is on the line. Peter, from expert in the future of work. Peter, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
What rights do workers have in determining the kind of desk they may or may not enjoy?
Yeah, well, under the Employment Equality Act, if you have any sort of disability or health condition, they must provide reasonable accommodation. But for those who aren't in that category, there is still Welfare at Work Act 2005, which just basically means that if your workstation is causing you kind of back pain, eye strain, other issues, you know, that you can actually get some ergonomic assessment for your desk. So that's something that is a right for everybody to do. I think the slight challenge for employers now is that we're kind of working in two places, and some would argue more than two places, as people often use their phone or their screen while they're on the bus or in Starbucks working as well. So I think that's probably the extra challenge we have these days.
So does a worker have the right to tell the employer, you want me to work at home? Well, you provide me with a decent workstation and make sure that the illumination is good enough for me to work. Does an employee have the right to ask for that?
They've the right to ask for it, but the word they use is reasonable accommodation. So just because you ask for it doesn't mean you're going to get it. I would say if you have a GP note or something like that, absolutely. But many employers will give it to you because they understand the benefits, as Jenny said, that to actually have something like this. So many will do it. And even though it might cost them a little more, the reality is you're trying to do the best for your employees so they work as productively as possible.
Now, the standing desks, I mean, some people have them installed, but do they actually use them?
Well, that is probably more the challenge. I've been to some organizations who probably would have a lot of money at their disposal, and they've pretty much put a standing desk in for every single employee because, you know, it can move from standing to sitting. And I think people start off quite well with them, but actually the challenge is over time, they don't do it as well. I think a lot of people find them more tiring than they think when they stand up. We also have the bizarre scenario where some are now kind of standing on a travelator or like they're walking as they work, which I really wouldn't advise at all.
Yeah, now years ago, we used to see videos coming from Japan of all the factory workers being told by their employer, get up, stretch, do a few calisthenics for maybe 2 or 3 minutes and then sit down, get back to your work. We laughed at that, but really we needed to.
Well, yes, absolutely. I think, and Jenny's obviously the expert on the health side, I just think the challenge we have now is people used to work in one place and it was actually quite easy to kind of get up a bit more, walk to the coffee station or the water cooler, and there was a lot of people around. When people are working from home, it's actually much easier to sit down for hours on end, not even take lunch. And then we often see, as I said before, lots of people who are just kind of almost standing in a weird position, just staring at their phone, and an hour has gone by, which can't be very helpful as well. So actually a lot of times it's probably not the tool we're using to improve us. It's probably the kind of technology that's now into our lives that's affecting how we work.
Some of the texts, there are standing desks and there are also adjustable desks, not necessarily the same thing. I always take the stairs at work, but it amazes me how many choose the lifts, both young and old. Another one says, we looked into standing desks for our offices, but they're very bulky, and if only some opted for them, but not all, it would be very messy. And a final one, standing desks would never work for many people like me, says this texter, who suffer from varicose veins.
That's it. Some people are more susceptible to circulatory issues. So if you're standing for long periods, that will trigger that for sure.
Very good. Anyway, it's not quite the future yet, Peter, that's for sure. Peter, thank you very much for joining us. Expert in the future of work, Peter Cosgrove, and Jenny Brandigan, a chartered physiotherapist.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.